Item number eight, discussion status on Nassauwattis Creek Federal Project Channel and the H. Spencer Murray application, docket number 07-0792, that was approved by the commission at the August 28, 2007 meeting.
As y'all suggested, I've notified all the parties, Corps, county, applicant. They're here, and I have some slides of the Murray application. I'll just put one up, and y'all can decide what to do from there. Okay.
We're on number eight. Well, I think at this juncture, Mr. Highland had some concerns that he asked that this be brought back before the commission to just discuss and clarify, I believe.
Correct.
Do you want to continue, Mr. Highland?
Yes. We had met earlier, and it was becoming unclear to me, and I just wanted everything cleared up before we did final approval on the permit, that this was part of a temporary dredging for a federal channel, and we would allow the placement of the spoils overboard in this particular situation because it was a temporary measure dealing with a proposed federal channel. And I think there was some information out there, whether that was misinformation or not. I just wanted it clarified before we made the final vote. So, I'm not sure if you can.
You solemnly swear the testimony that you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir, help you God.
I do.
Good to have you here, Mr. Murray. Spencer Murray for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner, members of the commission. I have with me here today Ms. Betty Gray Waring of the U.S. Corps Engineers, Mr. Sorrentino, and Mr. Matt Byrne, who testified on August 28th. We're traveling today, so we brought the person who really runs the Corps. She's here and has a statement, which I would hope that she would be able to make. I also have Ms. Katie Nunes, who the commission met on August 28th,
right.
And Mr. Jeffrey Walker, who's vice chairman of the Northampton County Board of Supervisors. I also have Mr. Bob Myers, who is our creek documentarian. He measures salinity and depths and tides and so forth for us, and he's a member of the Northampton County Wetland Board. This is, in fact, in my view, I represent 300 residents on this creek.
Okay.
And I do believe that this, we have never, ever intended to in any way dispute or any way hamper the federal channel. I believe my Corps of Engineers permit, and Hank can say something to this, but I believe my permit actually goes away the moment that the Corps of Engineers has funding and moves forward. So this, I am not in any way in opposition to the federal.
Real quick, is that on the Corps permit or is that?
I think it's on the VMRC permit.
I don't think so.
It's not on the VMRC permit. However, we can certainly add it if
yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're really worried about was the consistency aspect of what was in the Corps permit as far as the continuity. We didn't want anything in any way to inhibit the continent.
Mr. Murray mentioned Corps permit. I'm not. Do you have a copy of the Corps permit? Because I'm.
No, I do not.
But I think I got.
Well, aside from the Corps permit, if Mr. Murray is willing to, if it pleases the commission to add that this project is contingent on funding and construction of the federal project channel.
I'll make that condition.
That it goes away. That my permit goes away, right. If we get a federal channel, obviously. That's satisfactory to me.
We can add that as a condition.
I thought it was in there. I read it somewhere, Mr. Graham, but I'm not sure.
I've looked.
Okay, you didn't see it?
I've looked at a couple. It's not there.
I can save us some time.
Roll.
You're happy with the permit that you have signed and submitted?
Yes, I am. I had some concerns about the conditions that originally came out, mainly because I didn't understand them. I'm happy to have the pre-conference dredging and all of those things.
Ben can help you with that. I've talked to Mr. Grab about it and Ben or whatever.
We're happy to do that. We're going to schedule that for March 1st of next year at 4 a.m. in the morning.
He'll be there.
Yeah, bring your waiters.
He'll be there.
To save us some time, I don't see any need of anybody having to testify to anything else. I would like to add one condition to the permit that's been signed by Mr. Murray, is that this is a temporary dredging permit that is for the purpose of opening the proposed federal channel, and when the federal channel is constructed, this permit is null and void.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Bowden, being sure, man. Further discussion. Mr. Tankard?
At the same time, I would like to add to this permit some flexibility so that the folks from Nassauwax State don't endanger themselves, and also take into account that a channel doesn't follow a straight line. And I can explain myself further.
Yes, if you would, because we're dealing with permit.
Right,
I'd like to be...
Right. Exactly. The permit is allocated to the channel is proposed as a straight line, and I know that in my experience that channel never has followed a straight line, and they're going to follow the natural channel and dredge that, enhance that. So I would like to have some degree of flexibility.
Does that move the lat longs, Bob, off what was located in the initial permit?
What the permit has right now, correctly, is for, as proposed, they asked for a 300-foot channel, 20-foot wide,
right,
with the material. But the channel, 300 feet, has dimensions. Now, if you're talking about moving it within the 300-foot, I think that's covered in the permit. If your flexibility is moving it other than as it's indicated, I don't have any idea what that would be, and that's not in the permit document.
That's right. No, exactly. My thought is that the 300-foot is somewhat restrictive. That channel will bend over time with northwest winds, et cetera. And I just want to make sure that these folks can do a good job for what
that's
they need
not
to do.
In the permit document.
That's right.
I think, Mr. Commissioner, over the last 5 years, this natural channel does move. And the plug that we have in the natural channel right now could possibly move. I think what Mr. Tankard is asking for is some flexibility should that happen. Otherwise, I'm going to be back here next spring asking for some sort of an amendment and some discretion. I don't know, 50 feet or 100 feet would be happy. I would be totally happy with that amount of discretion, which I would be very discreet, and we could go over that in our pre-conference dredging. It is a dynamic situation. Now, we've been very fortunate.
I think where we're going from is an initial application for a one-time dredging project to now a maintenance dredging project. Am I correct or incorrect?
Well, maintenance was in the permit and authorized.
Yes, you're correct. However, I stand somewhat corrected in that permit condition 21, which is in the current, says permittee understands that no dredging or disposal activities are authorized except for the area specified. The next sentence, it says any increments, that should have been movements, but any increments or relocations, movements or relocations must be approved by the commission in advance. So the flexibility is to the extent that if all of a sudden, you know, that they do the initial authorization, the channel moves, it does require commission approval. I mean, there's no inherent flexibility that says you can maintain it wherever it is. So
you don't have flexibility, so do it where you want.
But it would require commission approval, which means they would have to.
But it would just mean coming back after the initial dredge and figuring out how much has changed and just.
Yes, this is a commission permit.
Yes.
Staff can't modify it. They dredge it on March 4th at 4 a.m. and then next June, a storm comes through.
Right.
It moves the channel. It silts in the air that was dredged. The natural depression now is 300 feet to the southeast. They want to dredge that area and open the natural channel. That's going to require that it come back before the commission for approval, because they're allowed to do that. It's outside the area that the commission approved, but it is going to require commission authorization at that time.
And frankly, I'm concerned that it's going to move before next March, and even 20, 30, 40 feet. And if it does, when we have our pre-dredge, we're going to know that. So I'm going to have to be coming back here again, and then it's going to take 3 or 4 months.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from,
yeah,
from a commissioner's perspective. I want to do, as I said before, I want to facilitate the navigation of this channel as best we possibly can. The risk that we run into, if there is too much latitude without commission oversight, we set a bad precedent for allowing, and plus there are certain maybe other environmental parameters that may come into play, and I'm not saying here it may deal with endangered species, it may deal, we've heard that tiger beetle come up from time to time. I don't have a problem providing a certain area that we deem to be controllable. I also don't have a problem with this permit that's already on file as long as I'm here, if something happens, hearing it as soon as we possibly can as well. Mm-hmm. But I do have a problem with making it overly broad. That's my only concern.
I can understand that concern, mm-hmm. Commissioner. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I just like to say, I just wanted, these are private citizens acting on behalf of a whole bunch of other private citizens, and I would like to give them the benefit of the of everything we can to get the job done.
Why don't we take a shot at it this way? Let's go ahead and put I think the motion's been made, it's been second, that pertains to the federal project channel. And if things begin to go awry, work with Hank, and just let us know as soon as you possibly can that things are going bad, because our intent will not change. Our intent is the same, and that is to facilitate navigation on this channel. So,
I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion?
Yeah,
Mr. Schick.
This is just a one-time dredge. I wanted to clarify this.
It is at this juncture. It's a one-time dredge project within certain latitude, longitudinal parameters that have been requested with other. Then if things go awry, come back and see us, and we'll do the best we can with what we've got to work with as fast as we possibly can.
I understand.
Because I don't like shipping channels obstructed. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Again, thank you all so much. Yes.
I need to abstain because I was not present in the August meeting for the earlier discussion.
Kathy, note Mr. Fox's abstention, please. Thank you. And again, thank you all for your cooperation.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr.
Fox. We'll now break for lunch. It's 12:15 now. We'll reconvene around 1:00.